AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Iran's war with Israel and the U.S. has spread across the Gulf and hit key energy sites, raising fresh fears about global oil supplies. Kuwait says Iranian drones struck an oil refinery in two waves and sparked a fire. Dubai reported heavy explosions. Bahrain says shrapnel from an intercepted projectile set a warehouse ablaze. Saudi Arabia reported shooting down drones. Israel says it started new strikes on Iran, and people in Israel heard sirens. Residents of Tehran reported explosions. Oil prices surge, and Iran tightened pressure on shipping through Hormuz. Lawmakers have deposed one of Jeffrey Epstein's associates as part of the House investigation into his dealings.
Jeffrey Epstein's personal attorney, Darren Indyke, is the latest to tell members of a House committee he had no knowledge whatsoever of trafficking and abuse of women and girls by the disgraced financier. Indyke worked as Epstein's personal attorney for roughly 20 years, and he and accountant Richard Kahn are the executors of Epstein's estate. Democrats on the House Oversight Committee aired their frustrations during a break from the deposition.
These people are going to lie to us over and over and over.
Representative Dave Minn.
I have to say I'm very surprised that he did not take the Fifth Amendment. I think it's very likely he perjured himself.
The investigation has become increasingly political. Committee Chair James Comer says Democrats embarrassed themselves by storming out of a briefing with Attorney General Pam Bondi Wednesday night.
And you know why? So they could show out and get on MSNBC and be outraged.
Democrats say they expect Bondi to honor their subpoena. Jennifer King, Washington.
Abnormal heat in the southwestern U.S. will hang around through the weekend. On Thursday, the Arizona desert community of Martinez Lake hit 110 degrees. That was the highest temperature ever recorded in the U.S. in March. This is AP News. Iran says all but two players from its women's soccer team have returned home.
An exiled player from the Iranian women's national soccer team says that the women returning home face uncertainty. Shiva Amini, a former player for the Iranian women's national soccer team, now living in New York City, says she's been in touch with a number of the current members of the squad, including some who decided to return home rather than seek asylum in Australia.
In one hand, you are thinking about yourself, your future. You see freedom.
She said the regime put pressure on at least one of the players to return to Iran by threatening to harm her mother.
But in other hand, there is a lot of pressure on your shoulder because you feel guilty about your family, about what the regime does with them.
Amini was granted asylum in Switzerland in 2017 after the Iranian regime threatened to sanction her for being photographed in a European country playing a casual game of soccer with men. I'm Haya Panjwani.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.